That was a clip of Pedro, one of the songs performed by Cumbia Blazera during Tay Papa's sold-out fiesta on April 5th. Cumbia Blazera was just one of the many artists who performed during the event, including dance groups like Wellington Samba Squad and Safinuka Peru. The Food and Music Festival aimed to showcase the Dinosaurs of Patagonia exhibit currently on display in the museum. The dinosaurs are from Argentina's Museum of Paleontology, Egidio Ferjulio, and create an immersive experience with the fossils. In the exhibit, visitors find several raptors and the Patagonia Titan, one of the biggest dinosaurs found yet. Attendees got a chance to see the exhibit after the museum's closing time while enjoying pieces of South American culture. For native Colombian Sarah Fernandez, it was the perfect night.
Okay, I go to the museum, then I go to see dinosaurs, and then I have to dance. It's really cool.
In particular, Fernandez found that Cumbia Blazera, despite being a New Zealand-based band, had a healthy appreciation and understanding of Colombian culture.
They have some cumbia vibes, but cumbia born in Colombia. And they actually said that they went to Colombia, played there, which is really cool. And they said, hey, this genre born in Colombia, me as a Colombian, I really appreciate it.
Fernandez moved to New Zealand a little over a year ago as an international student. Between the music and food, Fernandez said the night helped make her feel more at home.
Kind of heals the homesickness.
Being the only New Zealand stop for the dinosaurs, Fernandez is glad she got a chance to see and celebrate her culture with them. So far, the exhibit has been a hit, with over 73,000 people attending since the opening, though it won't be around for much longer. The fiesta has acted as a bit of a send-off for the Dinosaurs of Patagonia. They are only on display until April 28th, when they will move on to their next stop. For the rundown, Catherine Rogers.
Hey, Raph, what you doing? Can't you see?